Hey, this is Marilyn Gigliotti.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, everybody. My name is Scott Schiaffo, actor best known as the Chuli's gum guy from the film Clerks.
And welcome to Clerks Minute.
You're listening to Clerks Minute.
And I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Hi, this is Mike Zapsik from AMC's Comic Book Men, the podcast I sell comics, and the Ming and Mike Show. And you're listening to Clerks Minute.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. You got a minute? Good, because you're listening to Clerks Minute.
Hey, this is Walt Flanagan, the Lon Chaney of the 90s, and you are listening to Clerks Minute.
Welcome back to Clerks Minute, the show where we look back at the 2006 Kevin Smith sequel to Kinky Kelly Arrives, Minutes at a Time. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
All right, then. Before we get into the Kinky Kelly stuff, because, wow, that's a hell of a, van, by the way. That's one hell of a van. We go back outside. Randall had that look you were talking about in the last episode.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, fuck.
I screwed this up, didn't I?
Becky's pissed. Dante is now extremely pissed. Because literally, he just said, don't say it to anybody. And literally, 1 second later, he opens his mouth.
Although, like, let's be quite honest, she gave him that look, and Randall was just under a lot of pressure and just finally broke.
But what he does say that she was sweating me, and it just came out. Yeah. It's like he was under an interrogation. Like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck kind of logic is that?
Well, if Rosario Dawson shot me that glare, I'd tell her anything she wanted.
If you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
So, this is a great moment because Dante swings and to hit Randall in the face.
Yeah.
Randall moves and he hits the drive-thru menu. And he makes this massive sound, like ridiculous.
Well, actually, I think he hit like the little order board for where the...
Yeah. Yeah. The menu board. The menu.
So it just makes like that mic feedback sound.
It was a crazy sound that got the attention of Jay, who's still peeing behind them.
Yeah.
How long is that fucking man still standing there? But he's still back there. And he reacts. And Beeman Bob's like, what the fuck happened now?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on now behind here? And, Randall actually says, you swung at me. And he's like, you ducked because you swung at me.
Makes sense.
Well, valid point.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a trope in a lot of comedies, though. Yeah. They do this bit. Like, they do this bit everywhere. Because, again, I always make Friends references. The reason people wondering why I make a lot of Friends references, I watch Friends at work, like, every single day because it's on from, like, 9 a.m. until, like, 9:30 until 3 on TBS at work. So if I'm watching something at work, I'm watching Friends. So just people wondering why I'm always making Friends references. But what I was going to say was, in Friends, they actually did this joke in Friends where Ross was pissed at Joey and he blows the punch at Joey and Joey was out of the way and he hits the freaking bar in Central Park, or the actual post in Central Park that punches it right in the face. He's like, hey guys, this is Blake in editing. I'm sorry, the Illuminated episode got lost to the ether. We were having computer problems and I jumped over to my laptop to finish the episode and we had a bunch of issues with the sound. So about 3 minutes of the show got lost to the ether, and unfortunately that is the portion we're in right now. We're going to jump back in right here. I just wanted to apologize in advance. This is the only time in our entire run and season 2 this has happened, and I just wanted to bring it up here and apologize. So enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you. He says, Dante pretty much says, are you sure? And this is where Randall goes into, I'm just going to say whatever I have to say to get you the fuck out of here mode. He says, go follow her and talk to her for an hour and come back here. And to Dante's credit, he's not that stupid.
Yeah.
Where he's like, why an hour? Like, why the fuck do I have to come back here in an hour? And Randall's reaction of making this up on the fly, that's the best part about his facial expressions. I'm going to make this up on the fly. I find that longer than an hour, you run the risk of saying the same thing again and making her angry. Wait, what? Okay, fair enough. So follow her, talk to her for an hour, and then come back here and help me close up.
Okay.
But to Dante's like, you can't close up by yourself. And this is where I love Randall's reaction. Fucking A, you're about to become a father. time to start acting responsibly. Yeah. Coming from Randall, knowing what's about to go down. Yeah. What the fuck? Come on.
And in all honesty, we just saw what an epic failure Elias was there.
What the fuck is Elias doing in there? It's bothering me. What the fuck Elias is doing? Dante's off. And I love freaking Randall. Like, go. Okay, go. Get out of here. Go. The hand, I can't do the hand up here because this is an audio show. Yeah. But like, he's doing this hand thing. Like, go. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And is it one of those logic points where Randall just has tunnel vision and he doesn't see the van? Because he drove past the van.
Well, no, I think he saw it coming in. That's why he probably...
No, I'm talking about Dante. Oh. Dante's in the car. Is it one of those things with tunnel vision where it's like, I'm concentrating on Becky. Yeah. I need to go find her. I'm going to ignore the fact that a van just pulled in here. I'm going to ignore this.
Well, it's more like a car towing a trailer, and then he probably thought it was just another customer.
Okay. Valid point. Very valid. And probably didn't think about reading it because he was in a rush.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. So, Randall walks over, and we see the guy later. We'll know what sexy said, but we'll know that later.
Yeah.
Pretty much Kelly's handler. Well, at this point, we'll call him Kelly's handler. Because pretty much, all puns intended. That's how it works. And, I love the fact that he's a wise ass too. Just like Randall, he's a wise ass. You have to be kind of a wise ass in this kind of a job.
Yeah.
He says, "I assume you would kill the Key Kelly," and his reaction was, "Good guess, you Randall." Yeah. Like, wise ass. Okay, so here we go.
What gave it away? The name tag.
Name tag. The van. The bedazzled hatch on the back of the van. You know, whatever. How long is it going to take to set up? Although, we never got an answer to the question of how long it takes to set up. Yeah. We never actually answered the question that he asked. But it says, okay, go to hook up the boombox, hang out a few curtains and some lights, and get a small smoke machine for ambience.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that all that smoke later is one small smoke machine is amazing to me. I want to make a note of that. Randall's very impressed by the fact that he's so organized. The guy is extremely organized. He knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Gotta give him credit for that. And he says, you might as well start setting up now. We've got about an hour before the guest of honor gets back. So then, his next question was, do I get to meet Kelly before the show or what?
Yeah.
And he says, nah, Kelly likes privacy before show times. But after the show, if you want, for an extra $500, you get to fuck Kelly. Now, not knowing what we know,
because
we know a lot.
Yeah,
Randall doesn't know this.
Yeah,
so Randall pretty much got told, if I pay $500, I get to fuck a woman.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what Randall was just told.
Yeah,
we know that's not true. We all know at this point that's not true. But it is funny now looking back that he pretty much said, "You can fuck my donkey for $500."
What a loving relationship!
That is exactly what he says. All right. Well, that's that. I mean, up next we go into the 1979 sequence, and then we get into the donkey show.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking crazy that we're here. So I think we're going to wrap things up, and we'll get into our next sequence. Report the Filling the Void podcast and network here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Premieres on Friday on the Blake and Sal show. Also on every Tuesday. I know it's about today around retrospective. And all of our social medias at Clerks Minute in our Clerks Convenience Store Facebook group. I would love to know people's reactions in the next little while. I know people have actually been commenting on pictures over there lately. So come on, tell us what you're thinking. I want to hear from you over there. All right. That all being said, thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
Have a good day, everybody.
Good guest. You, Randall.
Noin, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking.